This year, pop music was dominated by just a few songs. There was the multi-month chart-topping All About That Bass from Meghan Trainor. There was also Rude from Magic. And there was the YouTube-dominating Anaconda from Nicki Minaj. Hit after hit sucked all the air out of the room. Well, NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers has been digging into the year-end pop charts, and she says that just below that upper echelon of monster hits, there are riches to be found. And Ann, you are all about that bass. It's always fun to talk about music with you. Welcome back to the program.
No trouble, David.
So give us some treats. What have you brought us?
I wanted to start with one of my favorite realms within pop, the land of the boy band. So we're going to hear a boy duo called MKTO with their song Classic.
Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to thrill you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like
This is great.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, they make the obvious Michael Jackson and Prince references, but they throw Donny Hathaway in there. You have to like that. These are two young guys, Malcolm Kelly and Tony Aller, who met on the set of a Nickelodeon-related show called Gigantic. What's interesting, David, is that teen pop, and specifically what we call boy bands, now hold up the torch, really, for classic rock and soul. This year we had the breakthrough of the wonderful Australian band 5 Seconds of Summer, who, I mean, to me are just like almost a punk band. They're a pop punk band for sure, but it's really good music, and not only tweens should have it.
Well, what are you saying they're carrying the torch for R&B? I mean, these two guys are reaching back and talking about Donny Hathaway, the great soul singer. I mean, what do you mean by that?
They're tapping into that quality of it that's about love and fun and dancing, and I really like that about it.
Okay, so that's classic. How about something right now? You have an R&B song that you feel like captures the sound of the moment.
Yes, right now. Some young artists are making truly cutting-edge music that connects with electronic music, that is deeply invested in hip-hop, and that reaches back to a different legacy, the legacy of artists like Aaliyah, producers like Timbaland. So the track we're going to listen to was produced by a young guy named DJ Mustard, and it is by the singer Tinashe. It's called Two On.
You really do feel the electronic mixing in a kind of interesting way.
Yeah, and this whole album by Tinashe, it's very ambient, it's kind of psychedelic, it really goes beyond cliches of R&B. And I just have to shout out DJ Mustard, too, who had more than a dozen hits on the top 40 this year with those minimalist beats that blend kind of elements of house and southern hip-hop music in a way that's very accessible but still, I think, really sophisticated.
We probably have time for one more. What else do you have?
Well, I wanted to really talk about the future, David, where I think pop music is going and America is going, which is to become a truly multicultural, multilingual place. And nobody's repping that harder than Enrique Iglesias.
A familiar name.
He's had 25 hits or something like that. He's the great ambassador of Latin pop. And this year he had a really great party song called Bailando.
So Ann Powers, as we wrap up 2014, it feels like there's a lot of variety in pop. I mean, what's going on? Are people kind of segregating into smaller niches, or is this because each listener really wants a diverse experience when they're listening?
I think we're in a moment that's a lot like the mid-50s. At that time, rock and roll was all about indie labels from different regions of the country offering new sounds. And right now, the regions are not physical. They're more like regions in cyberspace. And all of these regions are bubbling up and producing different sounds and crossing over and talking to each other in these songs. At the top of the charts, it may seem things are very much the same, but just go a little deeper and you'll see, I think, that rich, bubbling, I don't know, that bubbling swamp that's going to produce the next amazing thing. So I'm excited about right now in pop.
I am too. Hanging out in a bubbling swamp with NPR Music's pop critic
with
Ann Powers.
With Enrique Iglesias. That's really what I want to be doing.
Oh, my. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, David. Happy New Year.